Yes, indeed. Worthy applause. The Henry Grimes Trio, live at the Karava Jazz Festival in Finland from June of 2004. Just ahead of that, we heard from Kalaparush Maurice McIntyre, album Kalaparush and the Light, Morning Song. We heard Noon. Each one of these albums, every single one of these CDs that I'm playing today, is available as a thank you gift, as a thank you for your donation. This is our once a year annual fundraiser, Telethon. This is Telethon 2005. This is day one. The one time a year, we ask that you call up and show your support for all volunteer, non-commercial, non-corporate radio. As I mentioned before, the funds from this telethon go towards growth of WRUW. We get enough money to keep everything running at a minimal basis, but we need money to expand our music library, for instance. Maintaining the music library and expanding the music library is one of the most important places where your donations will end up. And that directly comes back to you, because that's purchasing new stuff on small labels, replacing old and worn out vinyl, which happens a lot with jazz stuff. You know, the vinyl wears out. That's an unfortunate fact of life. I'd love to play vinyl for everything, but CD's got to come around sooner or later. So maintaining the music library and expanding the library is one of the main things that your telethon donations will go towards. WRUW has an immensely, immensely deep jazz library, nearly a century of jazz music, and comprehensive as well. We have an astounding amount of jazz music at the station here, and it's an absolute joy to come down every week and go through it and try to find something new to bring to you, the listeners, every single week. And you know that I'm always taking requests. I love hearing from the listeners. I love finding out new things, getting extra little pieces of information, stories from my listeners, people who have been around a lot longer than I have and who have seen this great genre of jazz evolve over the years. So this kind of radio station, this radio station that can bring you this diversity of programming and this depth of programming, especially in a genre like jazz, call up right now at 216-368-2208 and show your support. When you call up and make a pledge, we can thank you with a number of music premiums. As I mentioned before, every single CD that I'm playing on the show today is available as a thank you when you pledge at the $40 level. For every $20 above the $40 level that you pledge, we'll just throw in an extra CD on top of that. You can do that as many times as you want. We can send a whole stack of CDs out to you as a thank you for your financial support of WRUW. Everything I'm playing today is available as a music premium, and you can check it out at wruw.org. Log on to the website. I'm continually updating the playlist as the show rolls on today. So check out wruw.org, and you can see what I've been playing. Get some information on it and see if it's something that you'd like to check out when you make your donation. In addition to the music premiums, to the CDs, when you pledge with your credit card, we can thank you with a pair of tickets to the Tri-C Jazz Fest, starting up in 10 days. It's coming up sooner than you think, and with a credit card donation, at the $75 level, we can thank you with a pair of tickets to any number of shows, the Charles Lloyd Quartet. On Sunday, April 17th, Charles Lloyd Quartet, this concert is co-sponsored by WRUW. When you pledge at the $75 level, a pair of tickets to Jack DeJohnette's Latin Project, April 21st, as well as the Heath Brothers featuring Jeb Patton, Friday, April 22nd. Many, many more shows, including Al Jarreau, Wynton Marsalis, Bobby Sanabria, the Charlie Hunter Trio. Tickets to all these shows are available as a thank you when you call up and pledge your support to WRUW. So call up now and pledge your support. Make a donation. 216-368-2208.
We're going to do a more familiar thing, this one by the great George Gershwin, and I'm sure that everybody knows A Foggy Day. Oh yeah, this is sort of plagiarized too. We heard Matthews do something similar to this, so I'm sure he'll recognize it anyhow.